Hello and welcome to today's Ancient Egyptian History Podcast, and we are talking about Hatshepsut. You either love her or you loathe her. She was a power factory. So today we are talking about Hatshepsut. Now, she was a female pharaoh and she, you could say, broke the mold. Hatshepsut reigned in her own right from 1473 BCE to 1458 BCE. She was the elder daughter of the 18th dynasty King Thutmose I and his consort Queen Ahmosis. Now, Hatshepsut was also the granddaughter of Pharaoh Ahmosis I, who is remembered for driving out the Hyksos from the land and returning Egypt to the rule of the Egyptians and restoring Egypt's pride. Ahmosis I wasn't the only powerful ancestor of Hatshepsut. She was also the great-granddaughter of Queen Ahhotep. Hatshepsut had great pride in her genealogy and had it carved on public buildings and monuments. Now, the history of Queen Ahhotep no doubt had a great influence on Hatshepsut. She married her half-brother Thutmose II, and Thutmose II and Hatshepsut had one daughter, Neferure. The couple had no son, but Thutmose II did have a son with a lesser consort named Isis, who was to become Thutmose III, and later he was to be known as the Napoleon of ancient Egypt due to his military success and prowess. Hatshepsut's rise to power started when Thutmose II died around about 1479 BCE, leaving his infant son to inherit the throne. With Thutmose III too young to take the throne, Hatshepsut acted as regent for the young king. She acted as a conventional regent for the first few years until Thutmose III's seventh regnal year. She became pharaoh. She adopted a full royal title and became co-ruler with the boy king. Hatshepsut very much wanted to have real power. Having a female on the throne, however, was contrary to Ma'at, the ancient Egyptian idea of order. In the ideal world, the pharaoh had always been a man like the god Horus. For Hatshepsut to claim legitimacy, she needed sanction for such a drastic departure from Amun-Ra, the king of the gods himself. And she got it. In an inscription carved on the Red Chapel built by Hatshepsut at Karnak, there is an official line that says that during a festival procession in the Temple of Luxor, Amun-Ra had prophesied her ascent to the throne through a very great oracle proclaiming for me the kingship of the two lands, Upper and Lower Egypt. A series of scenes in the same chapel actually depict Amun-Ra crowning her as king in an iconographic program designed to confirm her legitimacy. She also had carved into the walls of the chapel the euphemistic scene of the god Amun and her mother sleeping together on the night that she was conceived. This was done to further legitimize her reign and right to the throne. To show her new power, her formal portraits began to show her with a male body, wearing the traditional regalia of a kilt, crown or headcloth, and a false beard. The public art of her reign also systematically excluded Thutmose III from images of strong political significance, such as the coronation scene. However, when both co-regents are depicted together, Hatshepsut always precedes the young pharaoh. Her power base of loyal supporters was a group of faithful officials, many handpicked by her, who controlled all the key positions in her government. Her reign was characterized by an explosion of artistic creativity. ancient Egyptian traditional art was reinterpreted and architecture showed more originality. An example of this can be seen in her temple at Deir el-Bahri. While the traditional reign of an Egyptian pharaoh was filled with military expeditions and conquests, Hatshepsut's reign is chiefly known for its trade expeditions, especially a seaborne trading expedition to Punt, a trading center since vanished on the East African coast beyond the southernmost end of the Red Sea. Gold, ebony, animal skins, baboons, myrrh, and living myrrh trees were brought back to Egypt, and the trees were planted in the gardens of Deir el-Bahri. She also developed ties with the Eastern Mediterranean and the Aegean. These ties led to the introduction of new resources and artistic motifs. She was one of the prominent builders in one of the greatest Egyptian dynasties. She constructed and refurbished temples, including shrines, from Sinai to Nubia. She commissioned hundreds of statues of herself and left records in stone of her genealogy, her titles, her history, both royal and made up, even her thoughts and hopes, which at times she devolved with a rare sincerity. Her trade and exploration meant that the Egyptians viewed her reign as a success because it brought prosperity to the people. As her reign came to an end, Hatshepsut allowed Thutmosis to play an increasingly more prominent role in state affairs. After she died, Thutmosis III ruled Egypt for a further 33 years and systematically erased her from history. Almost all the images of her as pharaoh were chiseled off temples, monuments, and obelisks. Hope you enjoyed today's episode of Ancient Egyptian History Podcast talking about Hatshepsut. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to subscribe and tell your friends about it. And until next time.